NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda is sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932, protecting the future of working families. Teamsters1932.org.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
President Trump is ordering immediate tariffs and a travel ban on Colombia after it denied entry to a pair of U.S. military deportation flights. The flights involved two C-17 aircraft, which were each carrying about 80 Colombian migrants from California. In response today, Trump announced on Truth Social that he has ordered decisive retaliatory measures, including a 25% tariff on all Colombian imports. He added, "These measures are just the beginning." Four Israeli soldiers held captive by Hamas since October 2023 are recovering at a hospital in southern Israel. The four women were released yesterday in exchange for 200 Palestinians held in Israeli prisons. However, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said Palestinian civilians would not be allowed to move back into their homes in northern Gaza because an Israeli female civilian that was supposed to be released yesterday was not among those freed.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
What does it take to take on Alzheimer's? Awareness that nearly two-thirds of those diagnosed are women, including black women. Dedication to lowering your risk by eating healthy and monitoring blood pressure. And confidence to talk to your healthcare provider about screening and early detection. You have what it takes to take on Alzheimer's. Learn about signs and screening at takeonalz.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
In these times, sometimes you have to take away the stress or dress to impress. Lux Transportation has just the ticket for you and your needs to relax, kick your feet up in style, and make new fun memories. Looking for a hassle-free, comfortable ride? Experience the ultimate in luxury. Transportation in a sleek, luxurious black-on-black SUV. Private discreet rides, airport runs, sightseeing, proms, weddings, and romantic date nights are all ahead in your future with Lux Transportation. Karaoke, disability-friendly, and no problem, we're also senior citizen-friendly too. Call or text Mr. Hollins to take away the stress at 951-399-5425. That's 951-399-5425. Lux Transportation, when you need the absolute best.
K-C-A-A.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now.
Welcome to Inner Peace. We're going to begin with the Holy Instant, like we do every Sunday evening, to bring us into the present. of the Holy Spirit and just bring him into this holy instant so that he can be in charge. So we're going to begin with the prayer of the holy instant that reads like this. And it goes, "This holy instant we give to you, Holy Spirit. You be in charge, for we will follow you, certain that your direction gives us peace. And if what we need is a word to help us, this is what you will provide to us. If what we need is a thought, that is what you will give us. And if what we need is stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts we will receive of him, the Holy Spirit. He is in charge by our request, and he will hear and answer us because he speaks for God, our Father, and his Holy Son." And I welcome everyone. I welcome all the listeners. I welcome Brenda, who's here next to me. And Brenda, would you like to say hi to the audience listening?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us this beautiful day here in Ontario. It's raining. It feels like very, very nice when it rains. I really like it. What about you, Lupita?
It's nice and fresh. I think it's really cold out, and it's been raining, so it's nice. And I think the weather is changing here in California. It's starting to be a little more. The rainy season is coming. So I like that. I like the change. I like rainy weather.
Do you think the rainy weathers or the cloudy days affecting your mood and your emotions or things like that? What do you think?
I don't. I kind of think the only thing that can really affect us would be our thoughts and our ideas. I enjoy rainy weather. I like to cuddle and listen to music and relax and meditate and watch TV. So I enjoy those things during this time of weather.
All right. This is very good, what you said. It's not the rain, it's not the day, or not the clouds, or anything else I can control how we feel.
Correct.
How can we feel? Anything.
Nothing, only our
thoughts.
Correct. And staying in peace is primarily the most important thing that we can choose to do. Staying in peace is something that should be a priority in order for us to be able to know exactly where to go, what to do, and how to do things without getting into conflict, without getting confused, without ending up regretting any choices throughout the day. So I think when we make our peace a priority in life, that's when we're able to attain true happiness. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would like to talk about this lesson, the 352 lesson.
Okay.
In the Course of Miracle that says the judges are the opposite of love. Why do you think that when we judge? The juicio, los juicios?
Yes, judging.
Right? Judging mm-hmm. is the opposite of love.
Why is judging the opposite of love?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you judge, you're giving your own opinion of what you think, and usually it comes attached to your past experiences or your past beliefs. So when you are in a place of judgment, then you're believing that you're bigger or better or above others to be able to judge, to be able to give like a last statement of what you believe is good or bad.
Yeah, and the next one said, from the judging mm-hmm. proceed the pain of the world.
Imagine from judging this, proceeds the pain of the world. Yes,
it's not what you. That. It's not what you do. Like, okay, because before I said, okay, when you do something, it causes pain of the world.
Correct.
But it's not what you do; is what you think or what you judge. Really? The love and the love come from the love come the peace.
Correct. So when you choose love above judgment, mm-hmm. is when you get to experience peace. So it's not, I'm going to compare it to the quietness or being at the fireplace, reading in a book. It's not that kind of calmness or being tranquil, but real peace from heaven is what you're going to experience when you choose love.
Okay, in any situation, use an example. In any situation, when you are in this situation, how do you know or how what do you do for not judge in this situation? How do you apply this lesson?
What do I do to not judge?
How do you apply this?
The only thing that I can do is not give it my opinion, my idea, mm-hmm. and run to the Spirit, run to the Holy Spirit and say, see this on my behalf, because what I'm seeing, it's usually something I'm not going to like. Either be pain or be suffering or be any type of discomfort that mm-hmm. I'm feeling, I would ask the Spirit to look at it with his eyes so that I can be in peace and show it to me a different way, a way that I can understand, a way that brings peace to me, that brings me clarity.
Yeah, you know what? I have a question for you, because last time I was in a meeting group, and I remember that we were talking about how can we help our teenagers, how can we do better at home with them, how can we be a better parents for our kids, and how can we do that and everything. And for me, it's normal to say or put in front of me the God or the Holy Spirit. And when I was talking, it was like a meeting. It was not a religion meeting or anything like that. But for me, now it's natural to talk about that I'm not the guide of my life. I'm not the guide of my life. Because if I am the guide of my life, I've been judging any kind of situation. And when I say my opinion in this meeting, I was telling them, I asked to the Holy Spirit or my inner guide in this situation with my daughter, an interpretation of this situation, because there's many interpretations in my head. But one thing that I like to ask to the Holy Spirit is, in this situation, Holy Spirit, you know how to resolve, or give me the best result on this situation, or give me the best interpretation that give me peace and give others peace. And it's very fast. The answer is very fast.
I think it's immediate.
Let me say something, an anecdote. Last night, in the morning, my little daughter, five years old daughter, woke up crying. Mm-hmm. Woke up crying. I hugged her and I asked, what happened? Why are you crying? And she told me, my dad didn't let me watch TV last night. Mm-hmm. And I said, uh-huh, and tell me more. And I feel like this because I really wanted to watch TV last night. And I said, okay, I asked to the Holy Spirit, please give me an interpretation of this. What is happening? And the interpretation was an answer, a question for my little daughter. And I said, why do you think he tell you go to sleep early? But he say in a bad way, yeah, but why? I said, why do you think? Because he doesn't love me anymore. and I laughed too. I said, oh, that was the interpretation. That's why she was crying.
Yeah.
And then I asked to the Holy Spirit and I said, you know what? You know your daddy wants you to be happy. And he knows that when you sleep well, you're gonna get up feeling better. That's why he said go to sleep early.
Yeah,
and she understand. She said, oh, okay, mommy, and the cry goes away, right. and I feel good, because if I use my interpretation, I was like, why
she just doesn't want to listen.
Start judging the situation, her dad, telling something that separate from mm-hmm. separation. So I feel very great when I ask to the Holy Spirit
because before we can say something. I think it's important to know that we can count on the Holy Spirit always. That He's always has our back. That He's always going to answer. The main idea of the main point of this is stop and ask. Stop and ask. I'm going to read lesson 352, which is the one that Brenda wants to share today. And it reads like this. Judgment and love are opposites. From one come all the sorrows of the world. So the sorrow of the world would have been if Brenda would have judged the situation and not gone to the Spirit for the true interpretation, mm-hmm. where her daughter, her husband, and herself would be in peace.
Yes.
They would be in sorrow. Mm-hmm. Because she would have acted immediately from the hand of the ego. Mm-hmm. And the whole mental training is to release the ego, allow it to be interpreted by the Holy Spirit. But from the other comes the peace of God.
Yeah.
Himself. And this is where peace reigned in your home.
Yes. And the ego are always telling us in our mind that tells something that separate daughter from dad, separate me from my daughter, separate me from my husband. And the ego always want us, you, this is your opportunity to be a nice mom, better than her dad.
And it also invites us to not only separation, mm-hmm. but then we want to justify mm-hmm. why we're saying it. And we think we know that it's a good reason, mm-hmm. because we're trying to be the best moms.
Yes.
Or trying to keep order in the house, or trying to have our children obey and do what their father says without looking into it the way the Spirit sees.
That's right.
And we can't see it all.
And when you have the Holy Spirit interpretation, mm-hmm. there's always make you feel good, make you feel peace, make you feel happy, and let anybody the real self is uh-huh. innocent in this Correct. Situation. And it's because we, most of the time, I was listening in my house that we don't speak correctly. We don't say the things that we wanted to transmit. For example, I hear my husband.
We're making our own ideas.
I hear my husband today, like in a strong voice, telling Destiny, put your shoes. Destiny, put your shoes. And I think, what is she telling behind this word? And I asked him, and he really wanted to say, do not go outside without shoes, because he wanted to take care of her.
Right.
But the message is like, she's talking louder, she's talking mad, he's uh-huh. talking like this. But
we interpret it, and we feel bad, however we want to feel.
Yes. But,
Page 500.
Yeah.
Let me read that to you.
If we want to be in the place of
victimizing,
we are going to interpret with the ego side.
When we interpret it with the ego, it is how do we want to feel and what we want to be, what is it that I want to feel or think. So if I take the voice of put on your shoes. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to feel like I'm getting, first of all, ordered around. Secondly, like I'm doing something wrong or I'm not doing it fast enough. And I'm feeling like I'm being like attacked in some way.
That's true.
And it says here, I am responsible
for what I want to see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. So I'm going to interpret everything I see and hear however I want to feel in that moment. Mm-hmm. So if I want to feel sad, I'm going to say, okay, Dad is telling me, ordering me around. Or he's telling me I can't do things right.
Yeah, but remember that we're talking about 5 years old.
Right, right, right.
Little
this
girl.
Was an example of,
this is,
of a
yes.
tiny little girl. But I'm taking it, escalating it to maybe us.
Yeah.
Our age. Because at yes. any age, it doesn't matter the age you are, if you don't go to the spirit and ask for the true interpretation of what you're listening and hearing or seeing, you're going to feel however you want to feel in that moment.
Yeah. For me, in this situation with my little daughter, is teach her or show her how can we interpret with the Holy Spirit.
Correct.
Since a young age.
Right, because that's our daily practice. It's to yeah. tell the spirit, reinterpret everything I see, reinterpret everything I hear,
yes.
because I don't want to feel anything but peace.
Yeah, and this is for me, it's like a cleaning day, like cleaning everything that is in the day.
The mind
in the day.
So that no justifications or confusion or conflict or resentments build. Because when we don't do that mental cleaning or purification of the mind, which is what the Course of Miracles invites us to do,
mm-hmm.
the Course says that before you even begin to do the lessons, it is necessary that you go through a mental purification.
Mm-hmm.
And why is the mental purification necessary and needed? Because we have been taught to immediately respond without questioning and without asking the spirit to intervene.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our mm-hmm. daily practice. After you do the lessons, which is lesson one all the way to lesson 365, then you've gone into a mental training that allows us to be able to ask the spirit and stop without reacting. Because our initiative is to react upon everything and everyone. And the first one that's going to answer, that's going to speak, is the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And it's always going to be a pattern from the past. Or the future trying to prevent you from some kind of danger or some kind of suffering. But on the back end, he's already telling you, you're going to have an awful life. So mm-hmm. make sure you defend yourself, you correct yourself, or you do. But he's giving you the ideas, and we hold them as truth and their lies.
Mm-hmm. I want to share this exercise that we do with my little kids at the nighttime. At the nighttime and in the morning. At nighttime, we said we are going to clean the day, clean with the Holy Spirit, clean with God, talk with the God, and it's like a cleansing. And we start with a question. Like we said, okay, Holy Spirit, come in this time to me. And I asked my daughter, remind me during the day if I didn't feel good in any situation, show me. And we talk like this, Holy Spirit, I didn't feel good with my dad because, and she's talking, because she talked to me in this way, and because I didn't like it, and because of this, it was like a honesty prayer, honesty talk with God. And then I didn't like, she said, Davidcito, because he take me my food, and things like that, and she's being very honest. And Davidcito is also repeating the same
wonderful.
Thing. It's very wonderful and very nice. And then I said, but the Holy Spirit, I want you to clean all these things that happened during my day. And I also give you, and we also remind the good things. And I also give you the happiness that give me my mom when prepare food and
that's
all
beautiful.
Things like that. And then we close. And in the morning, we woke up with our morning prayers. Holy Spirit, we put all the days in your hands. I put my words, I put my mind, I put my hands, I put my legs. Be be the guide in this day, because you know why I'm here, and they are learning.
Yeah,
they are learning, and even though right now that I'm doing this with all of you guys, I feel like this is so beautiful, because you like a container. You be empty after talking with God, and talking with God is normal. It's not like an God is not a stranger. The Holy Spirit is not a stranger. Mm-hmm. It's like a honesty conversation with ourselves. Honesty conversation.
I think that recognizing that we do have a Creator, recognizing that the only true and only relationship that we have is with God or with our Creator, I'm going to say, because remember that we did not create ourselves, that we do have a Creator that we need to go to, and that He left the Spirit, which is the voice that speaks for Him, that guides us and shows us exactly what to do. I'm going to pray a little bit that I found on chapter 31. It reads like this: I do not know the thing I am. Why does the Spirit wants us to recognize that we don't know who we are? Because what Brenda was just sharing, we are learning to speak to our Father the proper way, the correct way, mm-hmm. the way that He's going to show us and teach us a new way to see the world. Because it says, I don't know the thing I am. And to me, that's total surrender. We don't know. That's why your morning prayer, I consecrate my hands, my feet, my mind, my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know how to think. Mm-hmm. We weren't taught to think correctly. We were taught to think, I'm going to say immediately, it's like a survival mode. Because mm-hmm. when you're growing up and you're watching your brothers, your sisters maybe fighting with you, or maybe your family members telling you, you don't do this, you don't do that. Every human being is being dictated and taught by good and wrong. And that's duality of the world. And we're not of this world. We are of eternity. Mm-hmm. And that's why whatever it is that we learned, we have to release it. We have to surrender so that we can be told exactly how to think, how to pray, and how to move in this world. Because it says, I do not know the thing I am, and therefore do not know what I am doing, where I am, or how to look upon the world or myself.
Yeah, I want to say something that I hear today, that it was beautiful, and I will put in practice. And I hear, for example, I learned from the Course of Miracle that I am the God child, that He always considered me His son, His daughter, and He see me complete, happy, and blessed. And this guy in YouTube said, if you don't believe it, how can I say this? If you don't believe it, como pretende que es.
Pretend.
Pretend that you.
Pretend that you are.
Yeah, pretend like acting.
Correct. Pretend. act as if you were.
Yes. And I like it. If you don't feel like I said, if you don't feel like happy right now, because you think you are gonna be happy in the future when you have the right work, the amount of money that you have, the family, how you think. And he said, we are looking from the lack. We're looking from the lack, and God invites us to be in the abundance, or live in the abundance feeling. And what is the abundance feelings? It's the happiness right now. It's the peace right now. And get out of your house, get out of the bed in the morning, get out of here in the radio, like you already are. You already have everything. You already... you have already everything. Like you don't need to wait for being happy, for being peace. There's no time for waiting for peace.
I think one of our lessons says that peace and joy are our inheritance. Peace and joy was created by God. Any other emotion, any other characteristics of this world that is not love and joy, we're not created by our Creator. We're not created by God. So therefore, every other aspect has to be brought to surrender unto mm-hmm. heaven's feet, I'm going to say, so that it can be reinterpreted. And the Holy Spirit will show you that, so that you can live in abundance, so you can embrace it. And like Brenda said, you don't have to even believe in it. You just have to begin to accept the idea that you are complete, that you are abundant. And as you allow those thoughts or ideas to sit in your mind, they begin slowly, because the Course does say, first listen, then accept it, and then put it to practice.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to say this lesson correctly. I leave the future in God's hands.
Correct.
That's correct?
Okay. Yes.
And I want to give you this lesson for everybody who's listening right now. And how can we apply this lesson? I leave the future in God's hands. In any situation, any situation that the mind is giving you a future, like horrible future, like a future that you don't like it, like things that come in your mind, we can use with certainty this lesson, and with all the bottom of our heart feeling it. I leave the future in the word, in the God hands. For example, my daughter is a teenager in high school right now, and my mind is bringing me, oh, what's going to happen in the future with what's going to do after this and this and this. And I do apply the lesson. Father, I leave the future of my daughter in your hands. I just want to be in peace. And it's so beautiful when you really do it with certainty and the feeling of protection, the feeling like, no, don't worry. I said, yeah. If God can be talked to me, he will say, don't worry about it.
Correct.
You're in my hands.
We have to recognize that the only one who wants to plan our future and bring the past to us is the ego. And we want God to be the, I'm going to say, the master, the creator of our future, because he knows what we really want. Mm-hmm. He knows what's best for us. He knows what we deserve. He knows how to give us more than we even could even imagine. Because mm-hmm. I can imagine from the human aspect what I might like, but God really knows what I really love, or give me more than I can expect. I always pray and tell this my father. I said, surprise me. Surprise me. And he always does. He always surprises me and gives me more than I could ever think. And that is when you release the future in his hands. Then you can really experience these blessings. And then you know that he's got your back.
That's
and
true.
He's got your future.
When you're living in the holy instance, I feel like a kid, like, oh, my God, this is happening to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, someone give me this present. Oh, my God, someone tell me this on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, someone, my dad's telling me congratulations here in the Facebook. Like, I feel like a kid, like, everything is new. Everything give me happiness. Everything is, like, happening right now. Like a new, like a really new one. I'm not waiting for this. And when this appears, it's like a new, it's like, oh, thank you for being
you
here.
Can
thank
perceive
you for listening.
It. You can perceive it from a place of here and the now, and the actual holiness that we share in mm-hmm. community with our brothers and sisters.
And I want to say something. When we think and change ourselves, be a better version of ourselves, have another habits, have another opportunities. When we're thinking with the ego side, with the selfishness, with feeling lack, feeling miserable, feeling like we can do things that we can change. When we're thinking in this side, with the ego side, the ego is not expecting a big change in the world.
Actually,
it's not expecting.
We don't really believe that the Spirit of God sometimes can perform such miracles, and that's why we have to ask the Spirit, yeah. I trust in you.
Yeah.
I believe in you. I'm going to let myself be surprised.
Yes, I want to finish this idea that the ego doesn't expect a big change. The ego is always telling, no, you are not going to change. You're born like this. No, mm-hmm. The world is like this. No, the situation are like this. No, the country is like this, and like this. The ego is this. This is the job of our thought, our ego, and our mind. But the Holy Spirit is encourage you,
yeah,
to do it, what you really want to do. To, like, I will say the Holy Spirit encouraged me to be here in the radio talking in English, even yes. though when my ego said, you're going to be ridiculous.
No, she's doing a great job. She does a great job all the time.
So, but I'm telling the, like, what happened in my mind.
In your mind, yeah.
And if everybody thinks, oh, it's easy to for Brenda being like this. No, this is the Holy Spirit inspiration.
Correct.
This is his program. This is, I'm guiding from the Holy Spirit. And I really love to do this.
And being inspired is being in the Spirit. So if you are inspired in whatever it is that you're doing, then you are in the Spirit. So remember that we have to walk, talk, and invite the Holy Spirit to guide us, to show us, to inspire us. Because when it comes from inspiration, that means you're acting from a place of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Lesson 124 says, let me remember I am one with God. Today we will again give thanks for our identity. When we are inspired and when we are in spirit, we are recognizing that our identity in God is actually spirit only. And when we are in this place of inspiration, like Brenda just shared with us here, that she feels inspired, but the ego would bring her all these ideas in her mind about how she was going to make a fool of herself on the radio, those ideas and those thoughts don't come from heaven. Are not inspired by the Spirit.
Yes.
And those are definitely from the ego. And those are the ones we don't listen to and we don't pay attention to. And we run to the Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, you inspire me, you guide me, you speak through me, and you share because I don't know how to share. And you show me how to speak in the radio and how to share His love, His presence, and this practice, because this is a practice. It's not, you're not going to be perfect at it at the very beginning. And that's why it's a mental training, because we got to practice to go to the Spirit and tell Him, you show me and you tell me, interpret this for me, because what I'm seeing, I'm not liking. It says, how holy are our minds? Our minds are very holy because our minds is where the Spirit lies. And our minds are very holy, but what hand are we holding on to? It's like Scripture says, what master are you going to listen to? The ego that was bombarding Brenda's mind on she wouldn't be doing a good job on the radio, or the spirits that's just telling her, the future is in my hands, allow me to inspire you and share. And she's doing an awesome job.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you to Guadalupe, Lupita, because for most of the time, I was like, my mind, it was like, oh, thinking in angels, like, with the wings, big angels, like, floating everywhere, or thinking things like that. But I also recognize with my teacher, Sebastian, that the angels are here. We are all angels, that we are angels for everybody. So we act like the angels in a certain time. And in this situation, like Guadalupe is like my angel. She really trusts in me. And
yes,
she said, let's do this
together. I do, because she pushed me to to join my mentor, but not only that, she is always inspires me and always pushes me. And since I'm always falling behind, kind of like, okay, let someone else jump in the water first. And she's like, come on, you're coming with me. So I told her, well, you're coming with me to the radio. So here we are. And now I'm going to continue reading. It says, how holy are our minds, and everything we see reflects the holiness within the mind at one with God and with itself. How easily do errors disappear. When Brenda was asking the Holy Spirit to reinterpret her daughter's with her daddy about putting on the shoes, and her daughter, who's only 4, was thinking that her daddy did not love her. That is a huge idea from the ego. And it was totally distorted, totally incorrect, totally wrong, because we know that her daddy loves her. But imagine at that age, so little, the ego's already trying to infiltrate into our minds those ideas of nobody loves me. Mm-hmm. Those ideas of I'm doing something wrong, so I'm being scolded. And they're not true. And it says, when the mind goes to heaven, goes to the spirit, it says, how easily do errors disappear? That was a simple mistake. Her daughter's name is Destiny, and she's only 4 years old. It was such a simple mistake for her to think that her daddy did not love her. But what a huge and beautiful correction was made, because her mommy, because Brenda, is practicing the forgiveness, the atonement prayer, going to the spirit and saying, show me this a different way, because I'm seeing that my daughter I don't know what she was looking, but I'm assuming that she was looking at her daughter where her daughter was crying or she wasn't happy. So she jumped in. And she didn't allow the ego to try to correct or to try to do it on her own. But she went to the spirit. And it says, when you go to the spirit, how easily these errors disappear. And death gives place to everlasting life. And death cannot give place to everlasting life. Why? Because love was being replaced. Just like that lesson you started with. Mm-hmm. She didn't judge the situation. She didn't judge the situation. She allowed the Holy Spirit to reinterpret it for her. And she, in place, replaced it with ideas and thoughts from heaven, thoughts from God, thoughts of mm-hmm. love. It says here, our shining footprints point the way to the truth, for God is our companion as we walk the world a little while. And those who come to follow us will recognize the way because the light we carry stays behind, yet still remains with us as we walk on. And that's our future. And the future lies in God's hands.
Surprise me, God. I don't know the future. Just
that's correct.
You know what? In this meeting that I had that I told you when we were driving, the teaching that they have, it was really based on we need to prevent, because in the past it happened this and this and this and this. And you know me, I feel like toot toot. And I said, okay, this is my test, do not judge this.
Yes,
this is my test, but I'm not gonna judge it, but I'm not gonna believe it.
Correct. But,
you know.
I'm going to say that every time you don't, you accept an idea, you're putting your mustard seed of power and holding it up as a truth. And it's not true. And sometimes by only paying attention to it. So our job is to be alert, to be aware of our thought system and not allow for us to judge anything but also not give it our power. Mm-hmm. Don't put your mustard seed there. That's going to hold it up as something true, as something that can happen, as something that is real, when nothing in this world is true or real.
That's true. When you, I ask to myself one question. Today, in this moment, this day, do I going to live my life or do I going to live somebody else's life? And I said, I want to live my life.
Correct.
And I can't live my own life by myself because my mind is always are going to try to live other people's life. Or when I said other people's life is like what she's sharing. If someone tell you, no, don't go to Disneyland because it's very boring. This is her life. It's not my life.
It's her experience.
Her experience.
And her past.
And her past. And I'm going to say, no, this is not my life. I really wanted to go. I really wanted my own experience.
And what A Course in Miracles invites us to do is to be aware of our thought system, to be aware when the ego is speaking and when the inner voice, the Holy Spirit, speaking to us, where we can differentiate from the two and know which one guides us and sends us to conflict, suffering, and pain, and which one guides us and sends us to love, peace, and joy. And it says, we join in this awareness as we say that we are one with God. So just as Brenda was sharing, she is going to live her own experience, but she's not going to allow anybody's ideas or thoughts come into her experience. She's going to be aware of that presence in her mind.
One beautiful thing that I learned from the Course of Miracles is this, and I'm going to say this secret. You are the one that has the power to accept or release any kind of ideas. Any kind of ideas. You are the one who say, I want this and I want to release this. And I used to learn Kabbalah, and in one word in Hebrew is Has B'Shalom. And Has B'Shalom is like, I don't accept this. Rompo este decreto. I could this. And I don't need it. I don't accept it. But I say it, but I didn't understand it. And now I apply it like with very, very certainty. When someone tell me, oh, no, because you're bad in this. I said, Has B'Shalom. I'm not bad in this. This is your movie.
Yeah.
Or when someone said, tell me last night, oh, do not leave your kids be like this. Oh, Has B'Shalom. No, I'm not going to accept this. But this is with certainty because I already trained my mind for 4 years. And I'm very, in more that I learn, in more that I study, I know that I'm the one who's going to live my own life and who's going to take the belief that I want to keep for this in this situation and the one that I'm going to release. And all the things that the Course of Miracles telling me, like, you are the God of God, you are innocent, you are abundance, you already are complete, you already are innocent, you don't need to be concentrated in the past, you don't know the future, you are not what the people think about you, you are not even what you think about yourself, you are not all those things, you are God, child, and you're complete. And I said, okay, I want to live with all this. What do you think about this?
It says,
this is beautiful.
Yes, it is. It says, let me remember that I am one with God and one with all my brothers and myself in everlasting holiness and peace. I'm going to invite everyone again that the only way that you can hear the voice, the only way that you can allow this guidance is quieting your mind. It's being still, is being quiet and going to meditation, which is a form of prayer. Being quiet and allowing the voice to speak through you, but it says, hear, Holy Son of God, your Father, speak. How are we going to hear guidance? How are we going to see the interpretation of, like Brenda saw, if we don't ask? So the first step is ask and then stay quiet. So once you've asked, then you take a moment to stay quiet. And then the third step would be? Brenda? What would be the third step? I think she went into meditation. So the first step is ask.
Ask for the
spirit's interpretation. The second step is to stay quiet in meditation, in stillness, in prayer, so you can hear the voice.
Yes.
And what would be the third step?
I don't really remember.
The third step. No, that would be the first one.
Okay.
Meditation would be the second one.
Mm-hmm. Listening.
Correct. And then take action. And what's the action? Listening to the guidance of the inner voice that we all have, that the Holy Spirit resides in all of us. There's nobody more special or not special. Brenda and I aren't special. We just have been trained. And you too can train your mind to listen to that inner voice and listen to his interpretation that's going to show you a better route, one of peace and one of joy.
Yeah.
So what is the main idea behind all of this that we've shared today?
The main idea is that we can be in peace now. It does not matter what's happening in our life. It does not matter how's the weather. It does not matter what's happening in the world. It does not matter. We can be in peace. We can be in peace.
It is possible.
It is possible. This does not mean that you cannot do whatever you want to do in any situation, like cover with your umbrella or go to work. But it is possible to be in peace. And I'm going to repeat it again. There is the key, the really key of our life and the happiness is this one. And it's like for kindergarten students. I would say it. Do not think about others what do you don't want to think about yourself. Do not say others what you don't want to someone else tell you. Do not do others what you don't want to others doing to you. Because this is the law, the giving and receiving. You don't have a private thoughts. You cannot go to by yourself in your house and not going out and thinking whatever you want. You're also sharing all those thoughts to the whole world, to the whole universe, if you want to.
And after you've done this prayer with Brenda, then place your future in the hands of God. For this you call the memory of him to come again. We're recalling the memory of God in our mind, replacing all of the thoughts of sin and evil with the truth of love. Think you the world could fail to gain thereby, and every living creature not respond with healed perceptions. The interpretation of the Holy Spirit is a healed perception. And that's why no one can suffer. No one can be in conflict. Because when the new interpretation comes in, as it was given to Brenda for Destiny and her daddy, everyone ends up in peace.
I want to say another anecdote. I was with one of my friends, and she studied the Course of Miracles with me, but not her husband. and her husband, sometimes he was complaining about some things that Course of Miracles teach. And then she tell me this day, you know, my husband said this. He was talking with his friend, and his friend, he was talking like very, very bad things about other people. Mm-hmm. other people, and he was saying all those bad things about other person. And then he go with my friend and he said, you know what I discovered? The thought that he has for this person is exactly what I think of him.
Correct.
Yeah. And then he clicked on the mind and he said, and now I understand someone else thinks this about me. And maybe he other person is telling all the things about me. And he understand I'm not going to think anymore anything about one of my brothers and sisters or other person, that I don't want anybody else say it or thinking about me. And this is the key of our life. This is the key of our peace. This is the key of our abundance. And this is an example of not judging.
Yes. So going back to lesson 354 was what?
352.
Mm-hmm. Lesson 352. Let's read it so we can close out because it's almost time for this to end. So I'm going to read the prayer that goes with this lesson. And it says, judgment and love are opposites. From one come all the sorrows of the world, but from the other comes the peace of God himself. Forgiveness looks on sinlessness alone and judges not. Through this I come to you. Judgment will bind my eyes and make me blind. Every time that we judge, we are blind. We are not seeing correctly. Yet love reflected in forgiveness here reminds me you have given me a way to find your peace again. I am redeemed when I elect to follow you in this way. You have not left me comfortless. I have within me both the memory of you and the one who leads me to you. Father, I would hear your voice and find your peace today. For I would love my own identity and find in it the memory of you. We're trying to get back home. We're trying to get back to heaven, and we're trying to remember who we really are in truth.
I want my own identity, and is the same of all. Is the same identity of all of us. When we start to accepting ourselves,
we are one with each other.
Yes, we are accept everybody,
and one with our Father.
And it's not difficult to love. When we accept who we really are. So thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you for listening this Sunday. It was a blessing to come on live again. And thank you for watching us. And I say goodbye and sign off. A blessing. And we'll see you next Sunday. Same time.
Yes.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
Listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293CF Moreno Valley.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
The information discussed on this show is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content is for general informational purposes only.